Hey, B, I got a question for you, dog.
What up?
What if you had a chance to get an endorsement deal with Jordan, Jordan Brand, Michael Jordan, and during the negotiation phase, the deal was pretty much wrapped up, but at some point during the phone call with him, you jumped in and was like, "Hey, I think I could beat you one on one." And MJ was all put by it, and then it ended up you ended up not getting the endorsement deal. Would you say that that was a bad move?
Hell yeah, that's a bad move. I ain't don't just you gotta it's a time frame with how you do stuff, man. Get the deal first, and then like if you get to know Jordan or whatever, then bring that up. Like, man, jokingly, like I think I could probably beat you, but you know you're
Right.
serious. That's how you're supposed to do it. You don't be like, man, I could beat you. And then man,
Yeah.
60 something, what time frame are we talking about?
Sometime I believe within the past like 5 to 10 years, because yeah, Eminem told that story about that on Sway Dog. He had us. I was like, nigga, talking about fumbling the bag.
He was just saying, it sounded like something M would do.
And then Mike, he said Mike kind of like laughed or whatever. Was like, yeah, okay, we'll see about that. And then next thing you know, he ain't heard from him again. What's up, y'all? Uptown ENT back at it again. Brand new podcast. I am Low. Here as always with my man B.
Brand new podcast for your ass. I don't know how many of y'all kids, but all the kids been glued to the Fortnite over the weekend. As you know, Travis Scott on there, he held a concert. I think he played like six songs, and all these kids can learn the word lit. And majority of the Fortnite players, they got to be 10 or 11. Majority of them, the new players. So they was all into it. And a few teenagers. I'm like, damn. This motherfucker making all money right now. Fortnite and gains new players. It's been all over YouTube. If y'all ain't see it, just type in Travis Scott concert on Fortnite.
I hope he got a pretty good deal off of that, 'cause
He had to. He got characters, creations on there, and everything. I'm like, dang, they must have paid him.
Cause who was that one dude? Was that Shiggy, who was trying to sue them, or was it some other dancing ass nigga who was trying to sue them because they was using his dances?
All of them. Shiggy was one of them. And then a couple more people was like, wait a minute. Because you know what happened, right?
What?
It was all cool until they found out that Fortnite, because Fortnite is free to play, but you could purchase currency to buy in-game items when Fortnite was making like millions of dollars off of that stuff. Kids are taking their parents' credit card and just buying that stuff. And yeah. So when you start seeing them numbers, it's like, oh, wait a minute. That's just like you on YouTube paying you and you playing somebody else's music. They like, wait a minute. Making money off my stuff now.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
No, it wasn't intentional, but you know.
Right. That makes sense. Okay, shit.
Can you copyright, like, did these dancers like copyright their dance moves?
Nigga, I don't even know how you could copyright a dance move. I know how you copyright like music or like some kind of literature or something. I
Yeah.
don't know how you could copyright a dance move. That I've never heard of that. But apparently, I guess they got some kind of ownership to
I guess Shiggy would, because that is his
it.
dance. But the other ones, man, I don't know. Car, maybe, I don't think Alfonso did, though.
Hey, but you know what though? It's a lot of people who it's a lot of people who been probably fucking Shiggy over. Well, I know they've been fucking Shiggy over because Shiggy was talking about like a lot of these rappers that was doing his dances or had him in the video wasn't even giving him nothing. And I'm like, that's on you. You need to get you a better business manager.
Right, you said yeah. There wasn't no
Right.
discussion of payments. I mean, you gotta discuss the payments at the beginning. And you
And
generous than these
you
other
gotta get
niggas.
your money in your hand before you even start performing.
Hey, you being generous. So they was like, oh, he a generous dude. Just put him in there. You gonna blow up on YouTube anyways and make money. That's what they thinking.
Yeah, more like a stupid ass dude. Like, at some point, dog, you can't just do stuff for the love or whatever. Like, if you gonna have, if we gotta have some kind of business deals, I don't care how cool I am with you. If you making money and you want me to come out there with you, I'm gonna need some of that cut of the money too, dog. It's only right.
Right. I'm taking time out of mind. This is my time. Time is money.
I mean, even though that nigga probably wasn't doing nothing but sitting at home on Instagram live dancing and shit.
Right.
That's a dancing ass nigga, man. I'm surprised I ain't seen him on one of them TikTok videos.
And look, did we know who Shiggy was until he started pressing Drake? I didn't know who he was until he was asking money from Drake.
I didn't even, you know what, I remember Drake had, I didn't know who he was. I didn't see him press Drake until after like the song, because I know he had dropped up in that this a roadie, not a stopwatch, and he was like, yeah, I did the Shiggy dance. And I was like, who the fuck is Shiggy?
And then everybody acting like they know who's like, Shiggy is my, like, man, y'all know he's fake. Y'all don't know who no Shiggy is.
Every time I've seen Shiggy mess with rappers since then, it's been usually rappers pressing him. Because I remember Fab was pressing him in a video, and then Shiggy was like, nah, man, Fab the homie, he was just playing me. But you saw Shiggy's face. Shiggy was looking like, man, this nigga about to beat my ass.
Yes, you know who to mess with and who not to mess with. Then hey. I guess you go press Drake, but not press Fab because he a New York cat. Hey. Really on that.
Fab really do that shit. Like Fab, I know Fab be making that songs for the women and stuff like that, but Fab really a street nigga.
Fab, somebody from I think it was Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, I think her name is Sika. And she said, you keep talking about me in your song, I'ma chip your other two. That's what she said to him. he wasn't really, man, if you listen to the lyrics, he mentioned her name. All these rappers mention they Love and Hip Hop cast on one of their bars. He said something about her and Alexis Scott.
Yeah.
Beefing with what's that cat name? Yeah, baby.
Oh, Fetty Wap.
Yeah, he put a bar in there. He wasn't talking about none of them. He just had a bar. The situation he was talking about, you know how it goes. I guess she got mad.
These motherfuckers be acting like they don't know that, like, dog, like, they rappers. They just making words rhyme. Ain't nobody talking about your ass.
Right. It just came up and you rhyming. Alexis Scott didn't get mad.
Yeah. I can see if he, like, what say the chick knew what name was? Masika?
Yeah.
I can see if he's like, yeah, Masika sucked my dick and after I took it out her ass or some shit.
That's what I thought. I thought he said some abusive shit to her in the song. But I listened to her. I was like, oh, man, get the fuck out of here. You need attention.
Right. You ain't nobody, dog. If, man, if Rihanna and Beyonce can get name dropped up in these rapper songs and they don't have no problems with it, why can't your ass? You ain't nobody. You just a reality TV chick. You need to be happy somebody know you.
Man, that's what I was like. Who the fuck did anybody talk about you like that? Yeah, you look this shit up. I'm like, oh shit, she'd have gotten on this Instagram live and says you're gonna chip his too.
You know what, dog? She tried to keep the party going, or maybe she gonna drop a diss song against him, and she was just trying to draw up some support.
She trying to get back in the spotlight. That's it.
Cause you know them. You know, starting the beef. That's the new rollout from when you got a song that's about to drop, starting up a beef with somebody.
And these cats always doing it.
They always fall for it. Always falling for the banana in the tailpipe.
I ain't fall for the banana in the tailpipe. Wasn't it Beverly Hills Cop? He put the banana.
Yeah. Hey, hold on. Speaking of banana in the tailpipe, dog, I know you saw it because I sent it to the group chat. These motherfuckers in Atlanta then lost their mind.
That party, and they, why do you wait? If you're gonna be drinking, why are you wearing a mask?
Dog, I saw you saw that too. I was like, what's the point of wearing a mask? It's like a sea of people, and y'all literally all up on each other. Like, you can't even move up in that joint. What's the point of you wearing a mask?
Y'all pressed to be out the house that bad,
dog. After the mayor of Atlanta pleaded Keisha Bottoms, and no, she was not a former stripper, that's her real name.
Yeah, I had to stick up for it because somebody called her the N-word.
Yeah, after she came out and pleaded with Atlanta, she was like, y'all, they trying to set us up. Stay y'all asses in the house. But I guess Atlanta is different than, like, say, like St. Louis. Mm-hmm. because, you know, like with St. Louis, even though we had already had like stay at home orders in place before the governor of Missouri even came down to say anything.
Right.
So, but I guess, you know, Georgia is totally different or whatever, because they didn't, Georgia and Atlanta, which is a city in Georgia. No, it is not the capital of Georgia, but y'all, they didn't have anything. I think they put a statewide stay at home order in place after we did. And, you know, we was like one of like the last states to do it.
Right.
So they ain't even had they stay at home order in place for maybe like, what, like maybe like 2, maybe 3 weeks. At the max, and I think it's more so 2 weeks. And Brian Kemp, who, you know, he cheated to win the governorship in Georgia, did a whole bunch of voter suppression shit and all that or whatever. Yeah, he just like, nope, Georgia's back open for business. And apparently these states ain't, well, these cities, these mayors in these cities ain't got no way to control their cities. It's just like, nah, the governor said we open, so we open.
Man,
because they opening up some shit that we wouldn't deem necessary. I mean, granted, I know you and me, we work out and we all missing the gym, but they opened up gyms, which I don't know how the fuck you gonna take precautions to clean that gym unless you literally got a cleaning crew in there, like a real cleaning crew, not the employees, but a real cleaning crew up in there cleaning like every hour on the hour. But for a lot of these like powerlifting and strongman gyms or whatever, they ain't got no damn cleaning crews.
Nope. And I'm gonna wait a minute to go back to the gym.
Yeah, I'm gonna see what happened to them first few people.
Hey, hey, no shirt summer canceled this summer. We gonna have to move it to next summer. Fuck
nigga, fuck that. Y'all about to see these rolls, these man breasts, everything. Y'all about to see all this quarantine weight.
Cause I done put the time and focus in the gym, lifting and stuff, and then boom. Like you could only work out so much at home before you get distracted. Like, man,
yeah.
This ain't gonna work. I like being at the gym because ain't nothing else around but the weights. You know what I'm saying? But now it's just like, man, fuck it, next year.
And then you ain't even got all the fucking equipment because these motherfuckers then went out and bought all the goddamn home gym equipment.
For no reason. Now, I've been seeing a lot of them on Facebook. This is, I think this dude's selling his daggone dumbbell holder. I forget what it's called. Mm-hmm. Rack. Dumbbell rack. He probably thought it had the dumbbells with it and found out it didn't.
That's what I was just about to ask. What the fuck is the rack going to do if you ain't got no dumbbells to put on it?
Right. I think that's why he sell it. I'm like, why'd you buy it? He didn't even open it. When you look at the picture, still got the damn wraps around it. He probably ordered this shit online. He's probably mass ordering stuff. He probably had some bots online. He was like, anything that come up dumbbell, order it. That's how he ain't got shit. Because, you know, people going to be looking for this. Like, nah, you keep them dumbbells. I'll do push-ups.
Yeah, man. Thankfully, right. I got a couple of things out in the garage or whatever that I've been using. I got a tire from like when I had my Tahoe, like one of them big snow tires off of it, and I just been using it to kind of like do like overhead press or whatever, and you know do like overhead squats and stuff to try to do something, add some kind of weight.
Right, I've been trying to get a bunch of tires together so I can like something to punch and kick on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, man, we're supposed to be moving, so I ain't buying shit. I ain't trying to haul all the extra stuff out.
Right. I guess I could just offer my services on her unless you, well, I will help you move, but I won't just say this. Don't be cheap. Go ahead and get you a moving company.
Oh, that's what we was looking at too. Because I'm like, man, everybody busy. And I'm probably just going, whatever we had left, we just going to have somebody do it. It should take too long, man. I'm tired of moving.
Because when we bought this house, we had a moving company. And that shit went so damn smooth, man. I think they was done within like an hour. They
moved. That's what I'm saying.
They moved everything from the old house. Literally all we had to do was unpack. And they had everything in like the rooms because, you know, we wrote on the box like, hey, this go here. They put everything in the rooms and under an hour they was done.
See?
So, yeah.
That's why I just said, I'm like, we're going to have to do that. But I think, yeah, that's what we're going to have to do.
Yeah. Man, moving a fucking chore, man.
It is. You got to take time. I'm like, I'm not going to ask nobody to do this shit. I'm going to just get the movers. And we move so much faster. So I want to make sure the refrigerator, wash and dry and all this shit, you move properly. Ain't nobody struggling with the steps.
Nigga. And then, yeah, because you got to think about this shit, because, yeah, because in order for you to do, like, a lot of stuff, like you said, the washer and dryer, hell, chest dresser and stuff like that, like, you need a dolly. And you can't, even with the dolly, you still going to need somebody to help you with it.
Right. Fuck all that.
Fuck all that.
Right. You know, I'm like, take all this. It's all, everything pretty much kind of boxed up anyway. We got them in bins. Pre-packing, and we just the heavy stuff is gotta
right
disappear.
Yeah, man. So it's a whole bunch of change or whatever and stuff like that. Like, especially like with the COVID and everything, because that delayed. Peek behind the curtain for the listeners. I'm actually going to be adopting my niece. It was supposed to happen sooner rather than later, but with COVID and everything and with her being out of state and everything, the travel wasn't going to happen. So I'm in the process of packing up my recording studio, and I'm going to have to move it somewhere else because she going to need this room.
Mm-hmm. Thought it was going to happen this month when we wouldn't have no episodes for a minute, but...
Right. But then, coronavirus!
Hit. It was like, nah, Corona was like, Debo. Yo, record.
Hey, was that you who sent me that thing with Debo talking about something? I'm from Compton. I ain't from no motherfucking Alabama or Arkansas or whatever.
Yeah, man. I sent it in the group chat. I didn't know if y'all watched. I was about to talk about it, man. I was watching all his interviews. Now, this dude, I know how to talk in the microphone.
Hey, man. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, somebody wrote his whole bio and wrote it wrong. And he was like, I ain't from no motherfucking bitch ass pine bluff or something like that.
Yeah, dog. He was mad as shit.
He was on Vlad.
Hey, but you know what though? For a minute, because I remember, man, he was on one of them religious stages. I think it was TBN or something like that. But yeah, it was TBN, one of them like all religious channels. Mm-hmm. And he was up on there and talk about a motherfucking parent for your ass. He was up on there with the nigga who played Bubba from In the Heat of the Night.
The black dude had that box?
Nah, that was Virgil. Virgil? Bubba was the big white dude.
Oh, the one with the, he looked like he played in that Predator movie.
Yeah, I forget the dude's real name. It's like Gene Autry or something like that. Yeah, but him, yeah, because he had played in a couple of things because he was like that, because he played football in real life, so he was like that big, swole up white dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, him and Bubba was on there, and then, man, Debo was on there going off. Debo was like, yeah, because he's homosexuals in Hollywood and everything or whatever, but you know, I'm a man of God. And then it was just so funny remembering that he said that, but then seeing them Vlad interviews and the stuff that you had said, I was like, dog, this dude just don't know what he want to do.
I know. I watched it, man. Like, what he asked him a whole, he was like, I'm like, yeah, I was on that sauce for the movie. Yeah, I was going to get on the steroids. He's talking about Universal Soldier.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I was on that sauce. I'm like, this dude don't be acting in the movies. That's his real life character.
Right. He too real for TV.
I was like, wait a minute. This dude is like this for real. This Zeus character, his character in No Holds Barred with Hogan.
Mm-hmm.
That's that dude for real.
Didn't he appear in like a wrestling match? Didn't he appear in like the WWF too? Yeah, around the time of that movie?
He even had the belt.
Oh. No shit, for real?
Yeah, he was talking about he had the belt. They put the belt on him for a minute. He was supposed to be unstoppable. And he beat Hogan. He beat all these dudes. He said he was getting death threats because of it and stuff like that. I'm like, why ain't this dude in the history of wrestling, man? What's going on? Why we don't ever see? We only see Zeus when they talk about that cat, Tiny Lister, on TV.
Hey, they need to do a motherfucking Dark Side of the Ring, man, on him.
Right. Somebody need to teach him how to interview. He said he don't do no tweet. He ain't on no social media. He don't text. You gotta call.
He don't do no tweet.
He said, you gotta call me, punk.
nigga crazy.
Hey, I watched another interview, man. He had the microphone in his hand. The microphone stayed in the same spot, but his face, he was just moving, turning, talking away from the mic. I'm like, all right, y'all gonna have to get something else to get his sound on camera, man. He tripping.
I mean, hell, because who the hell gonna tell him to stop?
Right.
Hey, you know what, though? That made me think of something. You know, well, shit, he was on a lot of shit. He was on an episode of Matlock, too.
Man, that dude in everything. He's probably the same character. There's some shit. He was on Fresh Prince.
For real? Oh, he remember that.
Remember when, I guess he is from Compton, because you remember when Carlton and Will had made that bet that Carlton didn't survive in Compton, and he stayed at Jazz's place?
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Damn, you sure right. He was on that episode.
Yeah. He was one of Jazz's roommates. And that that one cat, Pretty Ricky from Martin, he was in the episode too. I can't remember the name. Miguel, I think he just got arrested for shoplifting too.
Miguel, the dude, the nigga who played you talking about Juana Man.
Yeah. He used to be in everything too. I don't know why he's a shopper. I guess they ran out of side nigga roles for him.
That nigga, that he was the go-to side nigga.
Yeah, all of them movies. He was everything. He was on that TV show though with he used to come on UPN when they was the lawyers with
Uncle Phil.
Yeah.
What was that, Sparks or something like that? I know he it was Sparks. Yeah. Because he played Maxie Sparks. He couldn't just be named Max. He had to be named Maxie.
And what was crazy was, like, them UPN shows out here where we live at, we had to wait until, like, 2 a.m. to watch that shit. Because yes. We ain't had a legit 2P, UPN channel yet.
Yes.
And I'm like, dang, I got to stay up, try to watch Moesha, Sparks.
The Parkers.
Oh, no, I ain't stay up for that shit. That shit was annoying.
Because Smackdown
is out of space.
Was it Malcolm and Eddie?
Yeah, I go to bed till like 5 o'clock in the morning in the summertime watching this shit.
I'm sorry, Doc. I just got a motherfucking text message. This shit racist, but I'm gonna read it anyway. It's a Japanese girl was making love but accidentally passed wind. She quickly explained, "Oh, me so sorry. You make front hole so happy, back hole blow you kiss." I'm going to hell. I'm sorry.
Hell no.
All right. Oh, shit. Okay. All right.
Hello. Hey, so I didn't even get to watch The Last Dance yet. I'm trying to wait until they finish the whole thing. I ain't got time to be waiting week for week for that shit.
Mm-hmm. I know the big thing is I didn't watch it either, but I know the big thing everybody talking about from that is Scottie Pippen getting fucking jerked so bad. I think that nigga signed at the height of his career, he signed a 7-year, $18 million contract, which it's like fucking peanuts. I mean, what does that break down to? Like a little bit over $2 million a year at the height of his damn contract with Jordan in last year of his contract, I think I paid like $30 million.
But whose fault was it?
That's Scottie's fault. Oh, that's Scottie's fault. Yeah. I'm not motherfucker's trying to blame Mike, and I'm not a Michael Jordan apologist, but you can't blame Mike on that.
You gotta learn how to do business, man.
Exactly. What was Mike supposed to do? Was he supposed to hear that and be like, oh no, Scotty, you fucked up there. So I'm gonna go ahead and go and talk to Jared and the Krauses, and we're gonna get you your money. No.
Man, because I would have been like, maybe you asked for that deal. You just didn't know how to negotiate. That's not
my fault. But Scotty even said himself, he's like, look. I'm a small town kid. I played basketball at Central Arkansas. Nobody really knew who I was or whatever. So I was just going to take whatever the first offer was that they offered me, because I was scared that if I didn't take the offer, something was going to happen and I wasn't going to get any money.
That makes sense. A lot of us coming in don't know we get like that.
Yeah, but that's like, I mean, but that's just like with any job or whatever. Like, and I'm like, people judging this dude, but I'm thinking to myself, how many times have y'all been interviewing for a job, and you know it's a promotion in your head, but these motherfuckers tell you they're like, nah, it's a lateral move. And you just be like, okay, fine. Which, not to say it's anything bad with taking lateral moves. You got to take a lateral move every now and then to get yourself in position. Right. But, I mean, how many of y'all are scared to even ask for raises or be like, well, you know what? I did my research online or whatever, and if you're going to offer me the job, I'm at least going to need this. Can we at least try to meet in the middle somewhere? Because from what I've seen, this role gets paid this at other companies.
Right, and HR be encouraging it. They don't say, no, you can't ask for that. They go back and ask, and then all they're going to do is come back and tell you no.
Right, all they could do is just tell you no. So what's the matter with you shooting for the moon? At least asking for a 10% raise. Hell, you might end up getting like 5%.
Right. Does Scotty have any endorsement deals? Cause I don't think I ever seen him on anything like any McDonald's or Gatorade or anything like that.
His ex-wife said his ex-wife actually came out, was tweeting during the documentary. It was like, don't feel sorry for this nigga because he made like $30 million during that time or whatever. Or no, I think she said he made like $130 something million during his career, I guess, in terms of contracts once he got done with the Bulls and then endorsements.
Okay, so I mean, if you think about it, I don't know. He say he from a small town, so he ain't had shit anyways. Mm-hmm. He still making what we say like $2 million and such. I mean,
according
that big house. You don't need no big ass house for you staying in that motherfucker alone anyway.
From what I just looked at, his fucking net worth is damn. That's kind of a big gap. Yeah, they estimate his net worth to be around $30 to $50 million.
Okay, and then he won 6 rings. He probably got some money off of that.
He can always. I think that's a count. I think that's counting in the 6 rings because apparently everybody like, what the hell is Scottie Pippen's net worth? Because you got a bunch of niggas who ain't got $500 to their name calling Scottie Pippen a broke boy. And I'm like, boy, you niggas don't stop.
Y'all ain't never seen $2 million.
Them niggas ain't probably never even seen $200 at one time. Right. Them niggas ain't started getting money to them stimulus checks that got mailed out.
Everybody's so worried about Scotty. What was, they had a whole team though, like Kukoc. Nobody on that team saw. CJ Armstrong stayed on that team, but.
Holy shit. Nigga, they talk about Dennis Armstrong, you got me fucking up. Dennis Rodman's net worth is roughly $500,000.
Oh, he probably messed that deal up himself.
He fucked his money up, if that's the case.
He was tripping. All that antics didn't work out for him too well. He should have slowed down.
I think that's what tonight's episodes are going to focus on with The Last Dance on Dennis Rodman, because, you know, he was with Detroit. He was one of the bad boy Pistons in Detroit back when Mike was first trying to win the first few championships, and he couldn't really get through them because them motherfuckers, they used to assault people on the court. Man.
Detroit.
Dog, like, I'm like, dog, and then, you know what, that is the only thing I do kind of be giving people credit when they be like, oh, these new players or these current players like LeBron and, you know, and Harden and stuff like that or whatever, they couldn't play back in the day. I'm like, man, maybe LeBron could have, because LeBron big as hell, so maybe he could have absorbed some of them hits a little bit better. But dude, man,
oh man, he kind of soft when it come to that stuff.
Yeah. I want to say it because that's your man, but yeah, you're right. I ain't want to make it look like I was talking down on Bron, because Bron is that nigga. Like, I mean, all right. So this ain't really got nothing to do with nobody net worth. But if we being honest or whatever, yes, LeBron is. I would venture to say LeBron is like probably like number two on best players of all time. Maybe, well, number three, because you got Magic Johnson. I think Magic Johnson was LeBron before LeBron.
People sleep on Magic Johnson. I don't think these kids know Magic Johnson. They probably need to do a documentary on him.
Dude, as big as Magic Johnson, I mean, like, Magic Johnson, like, what, like 6'9", 6'10", or whatever, and then, like, he was, like, legitimately running point guard.
Man, and he had ball handles.
Yeah. So, I mean, I got Magic over him, and then I got Kareem over him too, because Kareem, another player who don't get no respect. Like, don't nobody even talk about Kareem
Man.
in terms of one of the best players of all time. That motherfucker Skyhook is a reason why don't nobody do that Skyhook anymore, because Kareem can't nobody else do it. Kareem perfected that shit.
Right. Hey, I think it was in the goggles. Hey, he should have put one of them erectile things on there. Is it like a
What?
boom?
I mean, but for real though, man, because like, I mean, so that's something I always say. When I'm like, dude, if we being honest about it, dog, LeBron definitely is a better player than Jordan. And I know people be like, ooh, but if they play 1-on-1, Jordan will beat him. I'm like, okay, granted, we don't know. We don't know because
Right,
the only
but
way they're gonna play, right, the only way they're gonna play 1-on-1 is in fucking 2K.
right, and even then, we
And
don't know who boosting stats in that motherfucker.
exactly. Man, but that motherfucker, I'm like, dog, y'all. I know one thing they do say when they be talking about like this fictional 1-on-1 between LeBron and Jordan. They be talking some, nah, man, Jordan win because Jordan played the mind games with LeBron. He'll trash talk him. I'm like, dog, y'all really think LeBron a pussy?
LeBron don't be paying attention to the trash talk he just played.
I'm
Chris
like,
Bosh got that shit. Not Chris Bosh. Man, I forget the other dude's name. The
Chris
little goofy
Paul.
dude. Yeah, no, not Chris Paul. The other dude. What team is he on now? Shit.
Damn.
The one that was blowing in his ear.
Yeah, Lance Stevenson.
Yeah.
That nigga LeBron just laughed at him like this nigga stupid.
Right. He can't even do. He can't even mess with LeBron, man. I don't think LeBron be falling for that trickery shit.
Nah, man, but for some reason LeBron has got this reputation through the media for being like soft or whatever and stuff like that, and he can't win and he don't do enough to win for his team, which I'm like, dog, okay, motherfuckers like to bring up when he was with Miami and they lost to Dallas in that series. And they was like, well, in the closeout game, LeBron scored 52 points and had like 8 rebounds and 8 assists, and he just should have did more and blah, 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 blah. And Michael Jordan would never. I'm like, dude, what about that playoff game that Michael Jordan had against the Knicks? I think it was the Knicks where he scored like 63 points. I'm like, y'all forgetting that Michael Jordan lost that fucking game too. The Bulls lost that game.
Yep.
So I'm like, dog, it ain't really like you can go out there and do anything, do everything under your power, but sometimes it just don't shake out for you.
He scored 60 points. That means he passed the ball.
Right. Nigga was on that Kobe, RIP.
Because if you think about it, the NBA games back then, they weren't that high scoring like that.
Yeah, that shit was, man, it was rare for players to go over 30 back then.
Right. If he's scoring 60, that motherfucker was running through the court, shooting.
He was gunning.
He was running down the court, just boom. I made 60.
He was acting like he was playing live.
Right. I wonder if they're going to explain why he never had his character on the basketball game on NBA Live until, like, I think 2001 when he came back. Did he come back in 2000? When did he come back?
Let me look.
I think they put his character on there in 2001 live.
He was
like
with
thanks.
the Wizards. Because it had to be during his Wizards years. He was with the damn. Can I really just find out how many? When did he fucking play with the Wizards? What years?
It should be on Wikipedia.
Wizards. Well, was they the Bullets back then? Maybe that's the reason why it's so fucked up. Okay, yeah, that was 2001. Yep, he played with the Wizards from 2001 to 2003.
Yeah, because I'm like, this dude ain't been in the basketball game since what? This is Jordan versus Bird.
Maybe, you know what though? I think back in the day, each player could like each player had to individually sign off and negotiate their stuff. Because it was like that with a couple like them MLB games too, the triple play games. Some baseball players wouldn't sign off on their likenesses being in the game.
Man, I miss them old school baseball games where the motherfucker just pitched the ball and you hit it. Now you got to find out the zones and the target.
You got to stand on your head and shit.
I was like, man, fuck out of here. I think that's why most people don't play sports games no more. Like, 2K is even, it's getting there. That shit threw me off. I'm like, whoa, we got a damn crossover stick now? What's going on?
And the crossover stick is like kind of complicated, especially for us old niggas, because you would think you just got to flip the analog stick like back and forth or whatever, side to side or whatever, maybe move it around and shit. You got to do that while you pressing buttons and shit. Like, man, our old ass fingers don't work like that.
Man, I was like, what happened to the square button being the damn crossover button?
Hey man, when I be playing that motherfucking 2K, dude, I be hitting that motherfucking speed button and then just be trying to fucking goon my way past people.
Right, I be watching these cats online and stuff. I'm like, man, y'all got it.
Hey man, you realize how hard it is to shoot fucking 3-pointers in that game? Even if you got a player who's good at 3-pointers. Because you got to get it in the fucking hot zone and shit. I'm like, dude, let me just hit the button, and if it go in, it go in. Why I got to try and get this damn little bitty ass stick in the damn zone?
I feel like it slowed down the game when it did that, because sometimes I'd be seeing them, like, the characters, like, damn, I got to hurry up and hit the button. So, like, man, I just want to shoot that mug.
Right, man. I'm like, yeah, dog, nah, that shit. Hey, man, these games ain't for us old dudes, man.
Because, look, because if you run in with Stephen Curry, then you got to stop. And then, like, playing shooting, that's how it used to be. Now, like, they can shoot any kind of way without it. They can shoot wild, and all they got to do is get it in the hot zone.
Yep. Dude, that should be so fucking frustrating playing like Curry on the fucking, when the computer got that nigga, because it's just, like, almost in real life, this nigga be, like, he be, like, shooting off of 1 foot and shit, and that shit be going in. I'd be like, man, the fucking game cheating, dog. I got this motherfucker difficulty set on rookie. He should not be able to still do this.
Right.
And he getting double teamed. I'm like, this some bullshit.
He's just hitting stuff. Man, fuck out of here.
Hey, man, I fucking hate that little nigga, dog.
Right, that's why I'm glad they was... Hey, that... LeBron and them was bullying him in that championship game at Kevin Durant.
That little nigga be hitting them up. That little nigga be hitting them motherfucking shots or whatever. Then he had his little mouth going half out of his mouth and start shimmying. I'd be like, I want somebody to fucking Tanya Harding this nigga.
Hey, I was trying to figure out how he was getting injured all the time. I was like, I don't think anybody touched you.
Man, he got, it sound bad, but then they got bad ankles.
He breaking everybody else's ankles, and he got bad ankles.
He's trying to be wearing the hips. He be wearing the motherfucking whack ass Under Armour shoes, and they giving him no fucking ankle support.
You would think he would switch it up. Hey, you need to go find him Michael Jackson LA Gear Reeboks, not Reeboks, with the LA Gear shoes. You watched the commercial.
Yeah, dog, I saw that shit. That shit was pretty good. That shit was pretty. I couldn't even hate on it, dog.
I didn't know he had. I was in somebody's stream and he was talking. He was like, man, he had the Michael Jackson LA Gears. I was like, Michael Jackson LA Gears? How the fuck did I miss that shit? I was like, that had to have been back in 85 or some shit like that. I don't know. They came out in the 90s. I'm like, damn. I'm surprised because I would have had them.
You would have been moonwalking in them.
Yeah, lighting up the square sidewalks.
Hey. Nigga, I'm just thinking about you doing some shit like that.
Michael Jackson's on. And they had the belt, it looked like his jacket, his leather jacket. And they had the rhinestones on it too. Yeah, I would have rocked the shit out of them shoes. Like, yeah, dude, dude.
Oh, shit, hey, man. Fucking crazy.
Because I used to wear LA Gears. That's why I was like, I'm surprised I ain't see them Michael Jackson. But the dude on the stream said he got made fun of. But I was like, that's the area he lived in, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I always stayed in the suburbs of, like, Hazelwood. So that shit, I don't think anybody was looking at your shoes back then.
Right.
I can recall, because I never got made fun of my shoes.
Right. shit. Hey, so in keeping with talking about like celebrities and famous people and everything, have you been keeping in tune with these all these like little battles or whatever that's been spiking up over IG? Not the ones where people going back and forth playing songs, but like niggas is really like starting to like battle each other, like going back and forth making Instagram videos and stories about each other. The latest has been Young Thug versus French Montana.
Oh Lord, Young Thug don't need to be in the media no more because somebody gonna post about him being in them dresses. So what was it?
French already did that shit because I didn't know this, but I had to go look it up. And apparently they arguing about because somebody asked French Montana who does he think he have more hits than Kendrick Lamar? And hits is kind of like subjective because like DJ Academic said, he was like, dude, when people say hits, I think about like, okay, like radio singles or whatever, like radio smashes. But most people think like hits, when they think hits, they mean like entire like bodies of work. Like, okay, can I put in a Kendrick album and play it all the way through, as opposed to putting on a French album and I only can maybe play like one or two songs that are the singles, and then I turn it off. But you know, French Montana, which I can't even say he wrong for this, because you gotta have confidence in yourself. And even said he was like, yeah, I got more hits than Kendrick. He was like, what? I'm not supposed to have no confidence in myself. He was like, I ain't even. He's like, I ain't dissing Kendrick. I'm just saying, if you ask me, I feel like I got more hits than him.
And I would have, I ain't really a French Montana fan, but I feel like he do got more hits than Kendrick, just on the
What?
radio.
I think, I mean, I know like when he first came out or whatever, like he had like that Wanna Be a Baller, and then he had, I feel like French is like Fat Joe to me, where every time he put out an album, he at least got he got that smash single, and the rest of the album be kind of like doo doo.
True.
Like,
So
I mean, now granted, do I don't think Kendrick Lamar could make a Unforgettable. That I mean, it ain't too many people who can make a song like Unforgettable. So French got off on that. But Kendrick didn't even say nothing about any of this or whatever. Kendrick never responds to any of these niggas. Young Thug injected himself into this, like, French, you out your motherfucking mind. Talk about you got some motherfucking hits than Kendrick Lamar. Nigga, you ain't even got more hits than me. So I know you ain't got more hits than Kendrick. And that's how it happened. And then these niggas just making videos going back and forth at each other. And French was like, hey, Thug, you need to go ahead and shut up before I had you in that dress again, like you was in the No Stylist video.
No styling. Man, it's crazy how these dudes do songs together and then.
Be beefing.
Yeah.
Because these niggas don't like each other, dog. I keep telling you, these niggas really don't like each other.
I gotta say, like, it's gotta be like club hits, is what I'm thinking. Like, Kendrick, you could play all the way through riding. Like, I feel like his music, ride music, that you could play, like.
Yeah, it ain't really too many Kendrick songs you gonna hear like in the club. Like, you
Right.
know, like, I mean, you might hear like a Bitch Don't Kill My Vibe, or you know what I'm saying, or that Money Trees, maybe, but I don't really know anything past that or whatever. You know, I can't even say you really played like that song with that Poetic Justice with him and Drake in the club, really.
No, I would say the person that got more hits than both of them and Young Thug would probably be Travis Scott. And if we playing like the DJ side, I mean, you could probably run through majority of his CD, his new one at least, and grab some shit off of there. Versus, I mean, Young Thug, nobody want to listen to him all day. I listen to one or two songs. Like that one song that stuck out is that what is it called? London.
Now,
I'm like, damn, she got
now
a
did
hit.
that. Now did that stick out because of Travis on the hook, and then J. Cole coming through with a fire verse, or did it
Exactly.
stick out because of Thug? Because when I think about that song, I think about Travis Scott, and I think about J. Cole just coming in there and lighting that bitch up.
Man, and that's what I'm talking about. I was like, he got a hit, but now you gotta make these motherfuckers rap. If Drake on the track with French Montana, you gotta make him rap. But when he did that song with Swae Lee, what nobody listening to that shit?
Dude, that motherfucking man, the only reason why Unforgettable jumped off wasn't it because of French. It was because of Swae Lee. Swae Lee killed that fucking hook. And then that beat was just so ominous or whatever. Like, come on, dog. Like, I mean, can you really quote any French lines from that damn song? You just be singing Swae Lee's hook.
Right, because I don't even remember rapping on that shit. That's kind of like that No Stylist song. I'm like,
That was Drake.
Yeah, I don't remember his French Montana. I don't even know what he said on that song.
I mean, hell, French got out-rapped by Kodak Black on songs. So, I don't understand why he was so offended, which, granted, again, I know you're supposed to have confidence in yourself, but, I mean, dog, I would have had you respond to Thug.
Because Thug got, he got some, I didn't listen to him until people was making fun of him. I'm like, did he really sign that? Oh, that was him making that song? I'm like, oh, God.
Thug got a couple of songs that I like, but like you said, majority of Thug songs, though, that I like are featuring other people. Like, I think the only song that he got that isn't featuring anybody that I like is that Best Friend. But that's, like, more so like a remake of, like, that one chick, Tokyo Chick or whatever, Go Best Friend, That's My Best Friend. So that really ain't even his song.
Didn't that song have Nicki Minaj and the Twins? What I call them? Cast Twins. Swae Lee and Slim Jim?
Nah, that's at Thoso Mo.
That was a song. My bad. He was on there.
Yeah, but I mean, he was on that song. But Thug is like one of them people who, if somebody tell me they like Thug, and they want to say Thug is like a musical genius, because I hear people say that all the time, like, Thug is a musical genius, and y'all don't understand him. Y'all got to stop with that musical genius just because the motherfucker is weird.
Because you know who went in, who albums going platinum out here? The little Uzi Vert.
Hold
up. I'm going to tell you why these cats' albums are going platinum. It's not because it's these dancers that be dancing to them on IG and YouTube and TikTok.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Because motherfucker, yeah, because those count as streams now. I found that out. I'm like, wait a minute, what?
Yeah. I'm like, because I was like, how is this dude going platinum? Then I see Ayo and Tayo on their dance do a song. I saw Usher on there dance with Ayo and Tayo. I don't know if you saw that.
Usher Raymond?
Yeah. Yeah, because he got a dancing show. So he was on there, you know, Ayo and Tayo be doing them little ballet moves, footwork. And Usher came. He started coming out with the moves too. I was like, here you go, with the young cats.
Usher, another dancing ass nigga.
But yeah.
He is, dog.
If I had to think about it, I'm like, I could dance to this song, that little Uzi Vert song. I'm like, these cats ain't really talking about nothing, but they got a catchy ass hook or tune and a beat.
That's all it is at this point. Or yeah, like you said, the beat or whatever. Like, man, if you got a fire ass beat or whatever, like, I didn't heard it with niggas. Motherfuckers literally used to get on track and be like, and that beat be jumping. Man, that's it.
Right. Now you up there like, hey, I don't know what the fuck he said, but this shit lit.
Them niggas be zanned and perked out, dog.
Right. Or you got the opposite with Richard Kidd. He really ain't got no beats, but he on there flowing.
Nigga. Richard Kidd got one of the most underrated flows, man.
I listen to it.
Dude, Richard Kidd, 21 Savage, like, them, people get 21 Savage his props, or at least they did.
I remember I didn't like 21 Savage because he was on that XL freshman class. I'm like, who is this motherfucker? And get him off of that stage. So he must have got better after that.
Who this scientist from Phineas and Ferb looking at?
He was like 21. And I'm like, what is he saying? He ain't rapping. And then I heard a song with him. I was like, is this the same dude?
Yeah. Okay. But you know what though? He kind of got like that Rick Ross kind of like thing or whatever. Cause you remember when Ross first came out with like when Ross was rapping with like with Luke and everything. And then when he had like that first album that Port of Miami And you know that every day I'm hustling, and he had that, and then you go from that to like the what was the next album? I think that was like the first Teflon Don. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, it was like, man, motherfuckers like, dude, this nigga Ross must have got a fucking ghostwriter or something. This nigga that changed his whole fucking flow.
Right. Then he had that mixtape that was just like,
yeah. Okay. It's just like, who the fuck did this nigga get with? Because this nigga, he wasn't rapping like this before.
Dang. Ain't no new music come out for real. I'm waiting on 21 Savage album to drop. I don't know who else came out. Somebody I was listening to, and I was just like, "Yeah." I went back to listen to some old shit.
Right. Yeah. I can't think of anything that's came out recently. You would think that shit would be dropping all the time since these niggas ain't doing nothing but just sitting in the house.
Wiz Khalifa came out with an album with 7 songs on it. It wasn't bad. It was cool.
Wiz, another one that has kind of like an underrated flow. And I don't know, just the fact that Wiz be high all the time, but Wiz has lost a step. He done lost a step or whatever from like back in the day, like when he was dropping like Cushion orange juice and stuff like that or whatever. And I mean, Wiz was getting it. And I think now you can kind of hear that Wiz really don't really like music no more.
Right. He done got into some other shit.
Mm-hmm. That nigga need to be owner of the fucking dispensary or two.
He probably do.
Yeah, shit, you better. Make your passion a stream of income. Ain't that what they say?
Right. Tech N9ne came out. I ain't listened to this one yet.
Okay, I ain't no Tech N9ne drop.
I got to go cruising later, so I'll probably throw that on.
You got the windows down?
Shit, hell yeah. I'm gonna cruise right to Norwalls.
Get that to go.
Man, look, dog. I went to Applebee's and got that Long Island half gallon.
Dog, man, you know what? Pause. That same day you told me about that shit, I went to the one over here by me, dog. And because I know you had told me you had to call in for it, because I did an online order, but I called in afterwards and I was like, hey, I just did an online.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm like, all right. So, and they're like, okay. I'm like, yeah, I want to add a Long Island to that. So they're like, okay, cool. Dog, why the fuck would I get there? I should have known something was up, dog. They took forever to come out. I pulled into the curbside to go spot. They took forever to come out. Then when they came out, they ain't had shit with them. They was like, yeah, we need for you to pay for the Long Island first. I'm like, okay, that's cool, but where the fuck my food at? I paid for that online.
Right.
10 minutes later, they come back out with the fucking food. Right. They come back out with the food. Now, the food hot, so I ain't tripping off of that. But I don't see no Long Island. I'm like, what the fuck? And they like, yeah, I'm sorry, but we ain't got the stuff to make the Long Island. I'm like, really? Man, I went off on that woman. I was like, dog, I talked to you on the phone.
Like, how long y'all been out? Man.
Dog, that's why I asked her. I said, I talked to you on the phone. You were the person I talked to, right? She was like, yeah, I remember you. I was like, okay, so when I talked to you on the phone, and that was maybe like a half an hour ago. Why in the hell did you not tell me at that point? Like, dude, and plus, y'all should have already had that shit made up. It wasn't like it was going to go bad. Just mix it up, put it in the jug, and put it in the damn refrigerator.
Right. Man, they was tripping.
Like, I was mad as shit, dog. I had my mouth ready for that motherfucker, too. I started to hit you up and cuss you out because you put the thought in my head.
Oh, they didn't know what they was doing. They should have known better than this. That's the area you in. I know events. Hey, but I didn't even finish mine. But first of all, I should have known better because they wrote lit on the cat. And my wife had drank it first. And she was like, that's strong. I'm like, you weak out here. Should have. I ain't even had it yet. So I give me a glass. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm gonna get this cup. That's a nice size. I pour some in there. I started drinking. I'm like,
the room calls, man.
I was like, she wasn't lying. This shit was strong. I thought I was tripping. I'm like, I ain't know what Long Island did. I should have known better when they put that on the cap. I should have gave that back to them. Like, I changed my mind.
Hey man, I'm a, but you know what though? Fridays they got some good ones too or whatever. And I think you can order theirs online now.
Friday, does Fridays have PayPal?
No, when I ordered mine, I put mine in. I just added my card up on her, but you know, I add my card, but I don't never save it. I just be like, you know, whatever.
Man, because soon as you, I think I was talking to you. You said something about you'll never put your card online. You don't do PayPal. As soon as you said that, I found out my card, like, because I went somewhere, my card declined.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I always use PayPal. Why this motherfucker? What the fuck happened? I was like, all right. And then I had some Amazon orders because I need that hand soap. And it said, your card ain't being read right or some shit like that. Verify payment.
The fuck?
They push the shipment back. I'm like, I can't lose this soap because I can't find it. I ain't a wig. And then I had to call my bank. They said there was a restriction on them. I was like, what the fuck for? It didn't expire. I guess somebody tried to use it out in London. I'm like, I ain't been in no damn London. But they stopped on everything, so I'm getting all my shit back. Whatever they take out, I'm getting it back. But I got to get a new card. I'm like, man, that made me mad.
Yeah, but like I said, you can sign up and get like the PayPal debit card too, and it spins. It worked the same way as like your regular card. You just got to just add money to your PayPal account.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna do that because I was like, that's a hassle because it had me all messed up. I almost lost some damn hands. Hand soap is important right now.
Hell yeah. Man, but yeah, everywhere, which they should have been doing, they let you get drinks to go. But everywhere started to do it now because people like, look, we missing out on all this income and revenue because y'all won't let us sell drinks anymore.
Right. I wish we could celebrate Cinco de Mayo. I was going to make you come out to this Mexican restaurant down by 40 and K. They got these margaritas. They put Grand Marais in it.
Okay, shit. What the fuck? What the fuck's so special about that? Grand Marais ain't nothing, nigga.
Mixed with tequila, cool. Come on,
man, Grand Marais ain't up on a fucking liqueur.
Mixed with other stuff. Come on,
nigga. I be mixing Grand Marais with shit when I be making my fucking when I be making my Manhattans.
Man, I don't care. Shit, I don't be drinking like that. Damn, I'm just doing something.
All right, man. Damn, shit. Nigga said, man, I don't care. That's the most nigga response ever.
I drank that shit. Shit put me to sleep, man. I was like, oh, man. I had that frozen margarita with that stuff in there and that mix.
Hey, man, okay. You know what? If we talk about drinking, y'all niggas need to go ahead and start making y'all Manhattans, but a port Manhattan. So, what you do is you get you some makers. I use makers. You can either use like just a regular makers. You can use a cast strength finish makers, or just a makers 46, which is supposed to be the higher end makers bourbon. You put you some. Well, okay. Start off with you get you a couple sugar cubes. You put them up in your glass. And then you pour, you get you some port wine. I use Taylor port. I pour that over the sugar cubes. You kind of like break the sugar cubes down and muddle them up a little bit. Then you add Grand Marnier, the aforementioned Grand Marnier, and some Maker's bourbon. Man, that shit delicious, dog. That shit delicious. It'll get you fucked up, or at least if you like a drinker. And depending on how much you got, it'll get you buzzed off of one.
Hey, when I had my housewarming, you making a drink.
Nigga, what? How the fuck you just gonna give me a fucking job? I don't even like the damn job I got.
It's not even a job, friends. Like, at least making my ass shit. I don't care about nobody else.
Nigga, what the fuck I look like Benson or some shit?
I mean, man, yeah, at the time.
Fuck you. Whatever, nigga. All right, I got you, dog. I got you. I ain't
no bad hat. I ain't no good drink maker because I just be pouring shit, just be pouring it in there to see what it tastes like.
I might, you know what? I might go on ahead and do depending on shit. I might just pre-make the stuff ahead of time. I might just pre-make a bottle or something ahead of time and just break it out there. Now, yeah. Nigga, you gonna have to be careful, nigga, cause I don't be playing with my shit, nigga. I fucking had to sneak some moonshine up in my drink or something, and then be watching everybody drinking and be laughing.
That's gonna be them. I know how to drink. Yeah, I ain't
stupid. that nigga take that first sip and be like, nah, this nigga trying to fuck me up. Nope, put this shit down.
Cause Will's brother like that. He be just be pouring, trying to get you fucked up. You gotta watch him. Every time I put my glass down, that mother came back with some stuff, and I was like, man, this is just empty. What the fuck you doing, man? I'm a slow drinker.
Oh man. Shit. Damn, nigga, we didn't hit that fucking hour mark.
So did you watch you finish Hunters?
Nah, I still ain't finished. I got distracted again, man. I saw watching that fucking Kerry Washington and Reese Witherspoon show on Hulu. That motherfucker Little Fires Everywhere. That shit was good as a motherfucker. I couldn't put it down, dog.
Man, it's gonna be rough when all these streaming channels start getting their stuff and back in production, and then we finna get hit with everything.
Netflix was always talking about, I think they threw like close to $1 billion at their original program, because they like, dude, we didn't lost track of our original programming or whatever. We've been dependent too much on just getting the rights to a bunch of shit here lately or whatever. We about to start getting back up in this original programming like y'all used to.
Good.
Cause I'm like, yeah, cause remember them Netflix shows, man? When Netflix first dropped, man, them shits was amazing. It took years for them to finally produce a bad one.
And I'll be watching that shit. The magic shows they be having on there, whatever this shit be, I'll be watching all this stuff.
Yeah, that shit good, man.
There's like 20 shows in production and I only released one.
You know what though, that I know we talked about it, but that was like a real big blunder on their part, because they should have at least had one of those Marvel shows ready to go along with The Mandalorian. And they fucked up with The Mandalorian to me by not just releasing everything at once. Like, dude, don't nobody watch TV like that no more.
Man, Netflix do that with a couple of their shows, and I'm like, look, man, don't start this shit.
Yeah, drop all that shit at once or whatever, because it stands the reason that if you release shit like that, people gonna forget about it. Because it's too much stuff coming out.
I need to binge watch it, because these people like to jump on the internet and talk about the shit. I'm like, damn, I need to watch this shit before you.
Yeah. I mean, but a lot of these shows, because I mean, but that's you need to binge watch everything now, because that's just the way that we've been conditioned here lately. We've been kind of spoiled with Netflix and everything, to where that's just the way we sit up now. Like, dude, we ain't got no time to be sitting up and be like, oh, what happens next week? Nah, nigga, I want to see what happened now.
Right, I'm already into it.
Right, I'm already invested. I'm you know what though? I'm probably gonna sign up for that Apple TV too, pretty soon, because I downloaded the app on my Roku smart TV, so I'm going to sign up for the Apple TV, because they got a couple of shows on there, too, that look interesting.
Man, they was about to get me, because I was about to get an Apple box, too. Because when I move, I'm like, I don't think I'm getting all these cable boxes. I might need to get an Apple box.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I'm gonna sign up for that, I think the 30-day free trial for that BET Plus, too, because they got a couple of shows on there that look interesting. I'm like, God damn.
That's what I'm talking about. And then HBO Max dropping with some shit that we probably didn't even seen yet. And more shows that you could probably binge watch. I'm like,
but thankfully HBO Max gonna be folded into the cable if you got Spectrum.
Yeah.
So that shit gonna be free, which a lot of them need to do that or whatever. Like any channels outside of like just like the regular channels that you can get with an antenna, any like network or basic cable channels or whatever, dog, I'm already paying for the package, dog. Just go ahead and just let me use my cable login and watch this shit.
Man.
Right. I understand everybody trying to make money.
Nah, man. You read that list that I sent of the snitches?
Yes, nigga.
I saw some AT&T employees on there.
Yes, nigga, I saw that motherfucking shit and I was cooking.
It was, and the way they was telling on these people, I'm like, oh man. Like, can the companies fire somebody over that shit?
Man, I you know what? I think they can. They can find some kind of loophole or something where they can, I mean, granted, it'll probably be tied up in like some legalities or whatever, but I think they can fire them.
That's why I ain't say shit. See? Look, you up here telling everything that get recorded or reported somewhere, it's gonna get leaked. Cause somebody was working just fine and they had to lose their job, but somebody had to tell on them because they were still open.
Mm-hmm.
And it took that one person to go in there and be like, I'm leaking this shit. I want to work. I wanted to work still. I wasn't complaining about my job.
I mean, look, I'm not complaining or whatever, man, especially when you look and see them unemployment numbers going up and up, dog. Man, I'm just happy to have a job still. I'm blessed.
Exactly. And a lot of these, like, St. Louis gyms, like MMA gyms and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they got reported too. I seen the reports in there also.
Hey, you know what, man? Because it's a gym. I'm not gonna say the name of it. Well, I guess I could say the name, but because they changed the name, I could say the old name, but everybody gonna know what I'm talking about. But I think one of the former owners used to go to school with us. Yeah, dog. They still operating. They said I be seeing niggas who go to their gym and they be posting motherfucking clips on their YouTube. Hey, AB, can you go ahead and rant for a second about some Target stuff?
Oh shit, we I gotta go. But I ain't been to Target lately because I'm trying to stay up out that motherfucker. Every time I go in there, I get disappointed because they ain't never have nothing, man. No toilet paper, no hand soap, no damn dishwashing liquid, man. I'm getting sick of this shit. Like, how long is it gonna take for these type of stores to restock all this stuff, man? It's just starting to get annoying now. And then I'm getting tired of seeing people buying this shit in bulk, man. Especially at Target. They need a rule in place, like one per household.
I thought they did put them rules in place though. I thought a lot of stores did put them in place, at least with the toilet paper and the soaps and stuff. They like, hey, two per customer.
Target's scary too.
But my thing is, it's crazy though, because I saw a commercial from Charmin recently, and they was like, oh yeah, look, we working as hard as we can or whatever, and they even said it ain't no need to hoard it. We will be replenishing the supplies. Please don't hoard.
I saw that too. These truck drivers work, man. Stop making them work like that. They don't want to be. I know they appreciate it, but they're pretty sure the traveling is starting to get to them.
I mean, man, it's just a long line of things in the recently with common sense that you feel like you got to tell people that you shouldn't have to tell them, like, hey, don't be fucking using bleach, injecting yourself with bleach or Lysol.
But they had to come out and make a report. My thing is, people ran and bought all this stuff like we was in an apocalypse. This ain't no motherfucking apocalypse. Y'all about to turn it into one because the food place is still open, grocery stores are still operating, and shit, y'all still trying to hoard stuff. Like, they never said them places was getting locked down.
I think you're a lot of these motherfucking conspiracy niggas. Like we talked about conspiracy, motherfuckers got these conspiracy theories, but can't name the three branches of the government.
Right. So the conspiracy should jump out the window. Let me tell you why. Because these motherfuckers out here protesting with guns.
Mm-hmm.
And where the army at? Ain't no military mm-hmm. out there. They ain't been shot. So where the conspiracy?
Right.
If they are protesting with guns, then your rights are still in place. I would think.
If I heard one more motherfucking nigga talking about, man, I just saw tanks off a highway such and such. Like, nigga, I ain't seen no motherfucking tanks nowhere. Where is you at that you seeing tanks at? We live remotely close to each other. Where is you seeing tanks at?
I mean, it's an Air Force base out here. Scott's Air Force base out there in Illinois. Traveling from there, going somewhere else. You know, motherfuckers do travel.
Right, these motherfuckers like, man, I saw tanks. I wonder where they going. Thinking face emoji. Like, nigga, probably to the fucking base, dumbass.
Hey, how you think they get there? They got to travel on the highway.
I'm like, dog, y'all motherfuckers, these motherfuckers is so damn pressed.
They got a special highway that they take to bring these tanks in.
Them niggas probably do think that. I know you gotta go, man, but I'm gonna say one more thing, man, before I get to my throwback. White people. Mm-mm. Stop saying the N-word. Stop with the N-word stuff. And then when y'all say or do something racist, like with the blackface, and y'all say the N-word, or y'all just say something racist about, like, hey, black people be doing this. And then y'all be acting shocked as hell when y'all whole lives come crumbling down around y'all. They're like, I got fired from my job. Y'all ruined my life. No, you ruined your damn life.
You said it on social media like it was okay. Like, I don't even say certain stuff on social media because I want to keep my job.
Exactly. Dog, it's...
I made fun of y'all 5G motherfuckers on there, but that's...
Dog, it's so many... this recently happened to a white girl or whatever, and then she went through the whole damn cycle with being defiant. At one point, she got so defiant, she said, my people made up the word, so why can't I say it?
Ooh.
That was her reasoning for it. And then after they kept getting on her ass, and then she proceeded to get fired from her job. And I think she was supposed to be going to Yale or Princeton or one of them prestigious schools. They was like, nah, bitch, you can't come here no more. Then she posted a picture of her crying. Are y'all happy now? Y'all ruined my life. And my dad said he gonna kick me out. I wasn't even racist. My boyfriend was a racist one, but he had got me thinking racist. I'm so sorry. Nah, bitch.
You just told everybody you can't think for yourself.
Exactly. Exactly. That's the way they do. That's just like, man, that's just like these motherfuckers using putting bleach up their fucking asshole and then talk about what a president said and kill it.
So they keep changing this shit around. Okay, so did he just say disinfectant? Lysol? Because I didn't really hear this. I just read this shit. I was like, I keep seeing different shit.
I believe he said bleach and disinfectant, because I saw the video and he looked at one of the doctors, was like, yeah, we're testing that, right?
So that Facebook group I told you about that I found it's a Trump supporter group. They were saying he didn't say that. He just said disinfectant, and they went and did the research, like disinfectant they use inside the body. I'm like, now we scientists and chemists now, huh?
Dude. All the disinfectant shit say on the outside of the bottle for external use only.
Right. I'm like, you mean maybe he was thinking about antibiotics, because that's what is that word? I'm like, alternative to disinfect. They ain't the same family. So inside the body would be the antibiotics that'd be fighting and stuff. But they don't have an antibiotic for it yet. That's what it would be, right? I ain't no chemist and nothing, no doctor, but I could have sworn it's what an antibiotic was.
Yeah, or a vaccine or whatever. So, yeah, I guess that's what it would be. But at the same time, this motherfucker, like, he said what he said. And then, you know, his supporters were coming out defending him and stuff like that, because it's the thing they usually say or whatever. He didn't say that. Or if he did say it, he ain't mean it like that. Or even if he did mean it like that, you don't understand what he meant by that. And even if he did, you know, people have said worse. Motherfucker's still talking about Obama when he wore that damn tan suit on Good Friday. And they still talking about Hillary and them goddamn emails.
Can we get off of that now? Because hold up. Did he say it? Did he really say that was just a prank?
Dude, he came out, I think, yesterday. Yeah, yesterday was Saturday. He came out yesterday and said, well, I was being sarcastic when I said that. And I'm like, nah, this is a damn fucking pandemic. We don't need the goddamn president to get up there and act like he being funny and shit like that. We got Alec Baldwin playing you on Saturday Night Live for that shit.
Hey, hold up, man. Look, Because I don't know how I got to go back to the, like, after his speeches are over with. I can't listen to him talk, because he'd be like, well, we did a good job. The job was done very good.
Mm-hmm.
The job was done very well. It was a good, great job. And, you know, that was really good of them. I'm like, I can't.
Who the fuck talks like that?
So I'm like, yeah, I can't. No, you got me. This motherfucker now.
They call that nigga President Tide Pod now.
Yeah, I guess that's orange too.
Oh shit. Yeah, man. But hey, my throwback of the week, short and sweet, is Domino sweet potato pie.
Man, I need to listen to that because I forget how that sounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Domino was like the first, like, for real, like out forward with gangsta singer. Rap singer. Hey, so yeah, man. You got any throwbacks or parting words for the good people?
Man, I ain't really got no throwbacks, but somebody let me know when them Jordan Hairs come out or whatever they call, because I gotta cop those.
What? I never heard of these.
The Jordan Hairs, you know, the throwbacks. I forget what number or whatever they are, but I saw the picture of them. I was like, yeah, I gotta get those.
Jordan, like HARE.
Yeah, there was the rabbits when he was doing a commercial with Spike Lee and Bugs Bunny.
Okay. Let me pull these joints up. Jordan Hair 2020.
I think it's the sevens.
Okay. Oh, the sixes. They gonna release on July 4th, according to the House of Heat.
Yeah.
Nigga, you gonna get your big ass feet in the
hell yeah.
Hey man, I be worried about shit like that, dog, because I'm like, man, I'm wearing a size 13, dude, and I be like, man, that shit ain't gonna look good on my motherfucking feet.
It's cool because like now that I didn't find a pants to where they like 36s, they kind of cover them, so.
Okay.
Or I get the sweatpants and tall tees too.
Okay. Oh, no, my fault. No, wait a minute. The sixes is coming out. I mean, the sixes are already out. The sevens are coming out. They talking about the sevens already released on April 7th. What the fuck? Kicks on fire. That's what they saying. Man, I don't know.
Yeah, they trying to get people to buy, spend $500 on those shoes, man. Yeah. On pre-release. $500 guarantee you sure? I'm like, nope, I'm paying retail. If I can't get them at retail, I ain't getting them at all.
Yeah, Kicks on Fire got them for $250.
That sound about right.
They got them on $250, and they talking about they released April 8th this year. So couple weeks ago.
What? Let me pull up on my Nike app.
Hey, look at you with the Nike app. That nigga, that's how you know you got real money. You shop directly with the motherfucking manufacturer.
Look, man.
You still spending that stimulus money?
Nah, man. I'm using it for the moving and shit.
Oh, shit. I ain't really got no parting words other than, yeah, sending out a big fuck you to GameStop. You reap what you sow with all the damn stores closing.
Are you angry again? So that's what I meant to ask you. What happened? I didn't miss the story then.
Why am I angry at them?
Yeah.
Because all the predatory practices, dog. Man. Dude, it should be no reason why I go get a game when, like, the day of release. I play it for, maybe a week at the most. And I'm like, I don't really like this motherfucker. And I take it back. And y'all talk about some, $15, $20. Dog, for real?
Looking for that 30.
$15 or $20? And that was on a good day. And I'm like, dawg, somebody gotta be pocketing this money. There is no fucking way. Like, yeah, these store managers gotta be pocketing this money.
The company do, because they took away the salary on the store manager. It's kind of funny how watching that company fall apart when I tried to get the position and they gave it to somebody, but he ended up stealing from the company and getting fired anyways. Like, damn, boy, y'all make some good decisions around this motherfucker. I see why y'all failing.
Dog, that shit's so fucking stupid, man. Man, that's why I'm like, dog, I don't fuck with GameStop, man. That's, and I mean, go ahead.
I told Will, I was like, yeah, that new game's 60. So you go home, play it, bring it back. You may get 24. But if they run in a promotion, you may get damn near all of it back. That's it. They need that game right away. But they reselling it for like 55, so
That's what I'm saying. Like I understand y'all trying to make money. Damn, dog. Can I at least get 40 back? And then y'all just go ahead and get like the 15, you know, $20 profit on it. Like, damn, yeah. Dog. Like I just got the motherfucker, man. I literally just had that fucking game. And it's been like 2-3 days later, and I'm like, yeah, this game kind of trash.
Right. And then you just gonna turn around and buy something else in the store anyways.
Exactly. Nigga, I'm like, man, fuck y'all, dog. Man, I cussed that motherfucking dude at GameStop. I was so motherfucking old. I tried to fight that nigga, too.
Which one?
The one over there off of all of the... It was actually two of them happened to me. The one in St. Anne or St. John over there by where the shopping site used to be. And then the one over there off of all of where the in that strip mall where like the Deerbergs, the GMC, Smoothie King, TJ Maxx and all that is over there.
It wasn't the short dude with the glasses on, was it?
Yes. Oh, don't do this. Yes.
He cool, though.
Man, I don't know why that nigga was talking to me that day. Now it could have had just been just the fact that I was already on 10 because I'm like, dog, I feel disrespected. But that motherfucker hit me with that. Well, actually, I'm like, nah, man, fuck that. Actually, I'm about to whoop your ass.
Yeah,
I was so motherfucking hot, dog.
Don't ever threaten no retail employee because that is I think they said it's like a federal offense or some shit like that.
Man, hey, dog, let me tell you, I got so damn mad, dog. I knocked over some shit when I was walking up out of there. That's how mad I was.
I'm gonna tell you, this lady came up in there because it's one of the employees that sold. I was standing right there just in awe, by the way. He told her about Grand Theft Auto 5 and strip clubs and how bad it is for kids. You know, people don't be listening. They bought it anyway. Don't tell me what to do and blah, 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 right?
Right. I'm good. I got this.
She come back trying to return. It was like, oh, yeah, he cannot play this. I want all my money back. He told her no. And she slapped the shit out of him. I said, ooh.
For real?
Yeah. And dude said, I should have called the cops on her because she's going to prison. I was like, yeah, you should have. I would have did that shit. I can't hit her back. And when I find out, I'll be waiting for somebody to hit me behind the counter. Let me call.
Dude, that shit fucking. You know what, though? In that case, that was her fault because you should already know you can't get all of your money back unless the game was defective.
Right, we told you what was in it. You trying to bring that motherfucker back?
Yeah, you can't just come up here and be like, "I want all my money back now." Like, okay, was there a problem with the game? Oh, yeah, the problem with the game was everything that was in there was the exact same shit that you told me was gonna be in there. Well, that's on you, dummy.
Right.
Fuck. Yeah, man. Yeah, but yeah. Hey, man, fuck. Like I said, though, fuck GameStop. I mean, I hate people to lose their job, but yeah, man, y'all got some motherfucking predatory practices, dude.
You fix it.
Maybe this will teach y'all a lesson that y'all can rise from the ashes like a phoenix and get y'all shit together when y'all come back. If y'all come back.
The corporate gonna take that money and run and create another company.
Mm-hmm. Another company to fuck over the everyman.
They're going to call it something else.
What they going to call it? Fuckyouover.com?
Probably could be. They got GameStop started through Barnes & Noble and then split, so they probably going to do the same practice again.
Yeah. All right, man. I ain't going to say nothing else because I don't want to turn into like another 20 minutes. Alright, man, but hey, man, we appreciate y'all. Uptown, oh yeah, man, send in some motherfucking emails, man. We know y'all niggas ain't sitting at home doing nothing. Send us some fucking emails.
Right, I know most of y'all probably was listening to this shit at work.
Yeah, right. listen to it while you working from home on that fucking Zoom meeting.
Right.
Hey, but hey, man, I appreciate all of y'all. We thank you. Send in an email, like I said, uptownentboys@gmail.com. And we gonna holler at y'all next week, Moon Crickets.
Right.
Later.
Bye, Mo.